X Day. Don't talk to me about X Day.
The program you're about to hear involves slap-pound pronouns, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You are listening to Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition. I'm Doc, and I'm Bugsy.
We're going to discuss the brain this evening in the interest of
the magic dancing giants above us.
It's funny because your brain will fill in gaps as needed, especially when you're receiving everything through your ear holes. So if you hear any extra noises, it's just the dancing giants.
The subliminal dancing giant. We're not really, as far as you know, hammering anything into your brain.
It's for your benefit, Atlanta and places beyond.
Your brain's squishy, little monkey man.
Let's go.
We'll be right back. Good evening, outpatients. I know it has been some time since I've donned the blood-spattered lab coat of healing, and it is possible that some of you listening have suffered mightily at the withdrawal of your coded programming. Some of those not listening may be, in fact, deceased, but let me make my position clear. We don't need you anymore. We're so deep in our endgame model that we don't have the time or resources to even look around, much less worry about you. We've got all the human pincushions we need since our rapture has passed recruiting drive. I tell ya, global anxiety equals multiple international revenue streams. But on to business. One of the last remaining uneaten helper monkeys reminded me of some damn funding technicality, community outreach bullshit. So, here we are, at or around the point. Now, more than ever, your mind is a battleground. The invading armies of normalcy have already dug in on the beachhead of your desire for acceptance, which is, not coincidentally, perilously close to your slack reserves. No, please. I hear your protest. I understand the reflex to automatically attest your rugged individualism, but this is not a cigarette ad. You damn well better take a passing interest in the opinions of others. I should not have to remind you that our kind has a poor track record when it comes to frenzied pink mobs. So, you desire that they accept you, at least to the point of keeping your guts off their pitchforks. You know, all I have ever asked of you is one simple thing. Make the simple decision that it is the world that is insane, not you. Just acknowledge that somehow a system of techno-feudalism in which blind slaves squirm at the feet of sad, sadistic, repressed yetis clamoring for crumbs and passing up rumors on their farts has somehow failed. No problem, right? Plain as the scabs on my nose, you say. But tomorrow, or the next day, you'll be back at the table, playing their comfortingly stupid shell game. The world hovers on the edge of rebirth, and I'll bet you still have a damn job. Still standing at the answer table in the back of their seedy opium den of lies. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to run the moneylenders out of the temple. Just think of me as the guy in the next cell who won't stop whispering dangerous bullish through the cinder blocks. But it's not because I'm trying to get you in trouble, although that would be funny. I just don't want you to forget the present that history has bought for you. See you in the gulag. Good night.
And now, the part of the brain, performed by the brain.
Yes. Neocortex frontal lobe.
Brainstem!
Hippocampus neural node, right hemisphere. Pons and cortex visual.
Brainstem!
Sylvian Fisher pineal, left hemisphere. Cerebellum left, cerebellum right. Synapse, hypothalamus, striatum, dendrite. Axon fibers, matter gray.
Brainstem!
Central tegmental pathway, temporal lobe. White core matter, forebrain skull.
Brainstem!
Central fissure, cord spinal, parietal. Diameter, meningeal vein, medulla oblongata, and lobe limbic, microelectrodes. The brain!
One is moral, one is not. It's super ego and in bot.
Do you have any idea how frustrating it is to be a robot personification of the human id?
I never should have given you a penis.
That's what she said.
Oh, id bot. Well, come on. Let's sit down at this all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh boy, I want all of it now.
Now, it bought.
No, out of my way.
Only eat what you need.
Fuck you, you big queer.
Gluttony is a sin, it bought.
And you're a pansy, get out of my way.
All things in moderation.
I gots to have it.
No, you don't. You're a robot.
As a personification of the human id, I must have all of it. I gots to have it. I gots to have it. Gimme, gimme. Get out of my way.
You're incorrigible, it bought. That's it. I'm waiting in the car.
Get out of my way, other patrons. Nom nom nom. Nom. Nom 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 nom.
One is moral, one is not. It's super ego and it bought.
Did you read Brave New World by Aldous Huxley?
Laugh riot.
It's pretty funny for a book that's not supposed to be funny. I mean, he was not a Swift.
No, but Orgy Porgy, until I started seeing a lot of rap videos,
right,
really struck me as comical.
Well, they got the JC character in there, and that wasn't so funny. And the Savage.
It's the same with 1984. There's always a heretic, a Satan figure, or Jesus, depending on which side you're looking at him from.
But me mom smoked when she was having me, and I got okay with brackish amniocentic fluid, but it wasn't quite poo-poo. No, in Brave New World, they just deprived some of the oxygen of the fetus.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how that really stunts development. Funny that. Let's say things go Brave New World and they start doing all the alterations of fetuses to make sure they end up in certain positions in society.
Yes.
Because, you know, the society, the needs of the society are paramount to the society. It really messes up the whole Mother Nature curve if you start dumbing down some and smartening up others.
I'm not the world's most intelligent guy. Sometimes I just sit and wonder why. It takes a lot of money and a telephone. Rock me baby, all night long.
For some fine adult entertainment. Remember, no touching.
Got that noise. I got to have it.
Idbot, I can't take you anywhere. You're embarrassing me in front of the ladies.
Scuff you, Pansy. Give me a dollar.
Well, all I've got are these Sacagaweas.
Look at the ladies. I got to have it.
Idbot, no!
Ladies, I have attachments. I have special attachments.
Please, you have to respect these people. They're just working a job like anyone else.
Scuff you. Give me a 10 spot. I wish I had a lap. Oh, I need to have a lap dance.
Idbot, retract that tentacle.
Bouncer, you better step off.
Excuse my friend, sir. He's a little bit of a robot.
I'll drink all the liquor and have all the booty in this hole.
Idbot, moderate. You're embarrassing me. People are looking at us, the Japanese businessmen.
Moderation is for pussies.
Seriously, Idbot, I can't take you anywhere.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Nom, nom, nom.
Idbot, that's murder!
One is moral, one is not. It's Super Ego and Idbot.
Now, you heard the disclaimer. You know the deal. Mm-hmm. If you take any of this seriously, then you have a real problem.
Well, you sure are talking serious, Doc, though, about all his cognition processes.
Well, hell, I don't know. The brain is funny, too.
Actually, the appreciation of humor probably is just as important as having the gullies of depression. So all you people who are leveled out, mostly, from the pills you take, you're missing most of the ride. Your roller coaster is pretty straight.
Hunter S. Thompson said that the first sign of insanity is the loss of the sense of humor.
But what about people who never had one?
You know, the bland, crazy.
The bland Blanco?
The bland.
The bland.
Deaf, dumb, and bland.
You are blurred, hold on deck. Old damn town, gonna rock your life. Rock tonight, rock tonight. Old damn town, gonna rock your life. Blast your booty, bust a move. Mosh your mind and ride the groove. Do your part to make a wish. Let's all do the fugu fit. You are blurred, hold on deck. Old damn town gonna rock tonight, rock tonight, rock tonight. Old damn town gonna rock
Music is a strange function of the human mind.
It's not necessarily a function of the mind. The mind does determine patterns, but when the music's presented, those are predetermined patterns. You may interpret them differently, but it's not like you're making music out of randomness. You're being presented with patterns already.
But if you go back, I mean, way back to the advent of music, one can only assume that it was organic sounds. A couple of stone cavemen sitting somewhere listening to bugs.
Probably hitting rocks and skulls sticks. Yeah. On the sixth day of God time, the mastodon went away.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
One is moral, one is not. It's superego and Idbot.
Ah, Idbot, it's been such a long time since I couldn't take you anywhere. Remember when we first used to go to the candy shack when we were young boys?
Shut your wet human mouth. You're making me hungry. I want sweets and I need them yesterday.
That's exactly what you used to say.
Searching memory bay.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a modicum of moderately priced chocolate.
Give me everything in the counter. Open up the counter. Move out of the way, old fellow. I will have you from behind.
Idbot, no, you're embarrassing me in front of the old man.
I don't even know who you are. Don't touch me.
What the hell is he doing?
Never mind my friend, sir. He's a little excitable for the sugar, but don't worry, he's a robot.
Put candy in my orifice now. Put it in. Nom, 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 nom. Idbot wants more candy.
Idbot, no, that's his head!
Yes, those were the days.
One is moral, one is not. It's superego and Idbot.
We'll have to wait until the terrorists kidnap Ronald Reagan to do that.
What terrorists?
The terrorists.
What?
The terrorists that... Don't you remember any of this, man?
No.
The terrorists that escaped from Guantanamo Bay, invaded the country, that Chuck Norris movie, and then freaking kidnapped Ronald...
Mm-hmm.
That hadn't happened yet, has it?
Well, he's Alzheimer's boy, so we can't very well ask him.
So we're told.
Oh, I believe it. He was Alzheimer's boy when he was in office.
No, I have read the script as it is going to be executed.
Right.
The terrorists will escape from Guantanamo, and they will kidnap Ronald Reagan, and I think they do something terrible to the state of Texas.
I think Negative Land pulled off the whole time trials better.
Hell yes.
Let's play a little Negative
They've
Land.
They've done everything better than we have. Fine? Okay, fine.
Let's play some Negative Land.
Yes, let's.
You're the Pepsi generation. Open it.
Pepsi.
Open it.
Venus Pepsi, I need a Pepsi right away.
Open it.
Pepsi, Pepsi today. I don't know what else to say, but I need a Pepsi, need a Pepsi, need a Pepsi today. I need a Pepsi, I need a Pepsi, I need a Pepsi right away.
Open it, I tell you.
Pepsi today, so I can play basketball. I can drink Coca-Cola at all. Show my brand loyalty to feel good about me. I don't know what else to say.
Open it.
Pepsi, 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 Pepsi today.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I need Pepsi sometimes, and I don't know why. Inside my head and makes me go out and buy. I buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi after drinking some beer. Buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi after beating up queers. Pepsi after beating up queers.
Bye. Pepsi after drinking some beer. Pepsi, I need Pepsi right away.
Pepsi now.
We might as well come right out with it.
I need a Pepsi sometime.
All flavors have that happy face.
And I don't know why.
Except sarsaparilla. We haven't quite hit that happy, carefree note in sarsaparilla.
There's a voice inside my head.
Now please don't misunderstand.
I need a Pepsi.
Our sarsaparilla is absolutely dependable.
I need a Pepsi today.
It's trustworthy. It's loyal.
Right away.
And many fine, upstanding citizens love it.
Pepsi, a really good mix of Pepsi.
But it just isn't what we call happy.
Pepsi, Pepsi, a really good mix of Pepsi. Pepsi, Pepsi today.
You take our orange, it's absolutely rollicking.
Fountain Pepsi.
Our lemon is almost giggling.
Maybe a 12-ounce Pepsi.
Our black cherry and black raspberry are so bubbling with happiness, they dance in the glass.
Maybe a 16-ounce Pepsi.
We're sorry about sarsaparilla.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Why isn't it happy?
Pep,
open it.
See? Pep,
open it.
See? Pep, open it, I tell you, see?
Well, let me ask you.
I don't like Coke or RC, I only like Pepsi.
Or Mountain Dew better. With the cool,
smooth Mountain Dew. Pepsi, which makes Mountain Dew.
Pepsi, which makes Mountain Dew.
I love Negative Land. That was great.
It was. Everything they do.
You know what they call it when they're starting a marketing campaign and the first wave is just to get you to be aware that the product is out there?
Foreplay?
Basically, it's called establishing a mind share.
Isn't that a Queensryche album? Operation Mind Share?
Mind Share. Yes. No, Operation Mind Slime. Operation Daddy Did Me. Showload! It's like Showboat, but loady.
Well, Jack, it's great to see you again.
Hey, thanks.
Your folks say you've been making remarkable progress.
Mm?
I hope the antidepressants have helped.
Mm?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look good.
Thanks.
You look real good.
Well, thanks.
I think we should start today's session with a little word association.
I don't have to be here, you know.
Actually, you do. You've been remanded in my care by the courts.
Whatever.
So, just clear your mind. Shouldn't be that hard to do. And say the first thing that comes to mind.
Chocolate.
Let us begin.
Razor wire.
No, see, I will say the word you will respond to, and that's the association by which I'll make judgments on how normal you are.
Fava bean.
No.
Razor wire.
Are you ready? Wealthy.
Poor.
Octogenarian.
Octopus.
Pheromones.
Ferret. My friend's got some ferrets. They're funny.
Family values.
Family. Funny ferrets.
Subwoofer.
Subwoofer. Pass.
Authority figures.
Mom, dad, teachers, cops.
Ass.
Tryptophan.
We'll be right back.
let you go home. And the plastic's all melted, and so is the chrome. Who are the brain police? All melted and the chrome is too
your senses are filtered through your brain. They're just like microphones and cameras and heat and touch receptors attached to that thing in your skull.
So if your brain is messed up, you can never accurately perceive the outside world.
One expects that to be the case, and we've had it proven by all the movies that show people in little bamboo cages clawing at their own feces because they're crazy. Speaking of behavioral programs, I guess the prime one would be fight or flight.
Brought to you courtesy of your hypothalamus. Once the senses squeeze in through your various sense organs, they run through something called the hypothalamus, which is a little squirting gland in your brain. The hypothalamus is kind of in charge of deciding what is important and what is not.
So it's level. It's like Charlie for your brain.
Yes, basically it is your brain's secretary. It operates basically under four prerogatives, which is fight, flight, feed, and cuff. And if something you see is important to one of those four poles, I guess, then the hypothalamus kind of gives a little extra squirt, which is why you might drive off the road looking at some chickie's behind, because your hypothalamus is chanting, well, you know.
Get you some.
Get it. And then when you look back to the road, and you're about 3 feet from the bumper of the car in front of you, that's when your hypothalamus once again kicks in with your fight or flight, and there's really nothing you can do.
At the 3 seconds from the truck collision, then you get the whole flash before your eyes, reap the whole of your existence, which has to do with, I guess, the memory. Wow!
You love me so long. show to impale my head, your words are like arrows, my head, my mind's growing.
Talk about memory.
Well, that's because your life flashed before your eyes. It seemed like an appropriate seg.
Yes. Yes. And memory is very important because basically the memories of who you are and what you've done sort of make who you are in the present.
Let's say you're reading a book that's like fifth in a series.
Yes.
I think you would enjoy the subtleties of the main character you're supposed to relate to much more if you'd already been with that character on several other adventures with different input. And if you're the character in your own story, which you really should be, you
very much
bastards, then you're going to have a much more rich existence, one thinks, if you can relate everything that's currently happening to what's happened in your past. But don't live in the past, because that's a Jethro Tull song.
That's Stang's job to play Jethro Tull. We don't do that.
Yeah, so memory's important. When you lack memory, you start to lose your definition of who you are, I think. You look at these Alzheimer people. Look at them.
I don't want to.
I know, not a pretty sight. Could happen to you.
Don't drink your cola out of cans, kids.
Well, they say that, and I guess you can't use deodorant either with all that alum.
That's what they say.
That's what's said.
We'll be right back.
is moral, one is not. It's superego and it bought.
Well, it bought. Here we are at yet another Woodstock.
I smell cannabis.
They are illegal, and we wouldn't want to do anything wrong or get
not
in trouble.
Out of my way, Patchouli makes me crazy.
I do what he says, folks.
I'm caught in the mud. Help. I have got to get some of that sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Well, maybe 2 out of 3.
If it's too loud, then you are too old.
Well, it's not too loud. I've got my earplugs in.
You are such a pansy panty waste.
You want me to damage my hearing? That would make you happy.
Why don't you hold that girl down while I set fire to this tower?
No! We need that tower for observation and filming.
I like to watch. I like to watch. Give it to Idbot.
Idbot, no!
Let me at it. I got to have it.
All right, you just retract those tentacles, mister. We gotta get out of here. You've gotten us in trouble again.
Woodstock, woo. Party till you puke.
That piece of paper I put in my mouth is making me feel awful funny. Whoa.
One is moral, one is not. It's superego and it bought.
What's the difference between the mind and the brain? The brain is the organ, and the mind is the...
the part we like to think that we are.
Is the mind the soul?
Probably. Our consciousness and personality sure as hell don't live in the brain. If you want to test that, just give someone's brain a good whack and watch their personality change. You know, you wipe out one part of the brain and some other part of the brain starts kicking in.
I think the mind is like a modem. The brain itself is like the piece of equipment that we used to call a modem.
A modulator demodulator.
That's correct.
That connects with the outside world.
And not only does it connect with the outside world, but the whole part that makes it, I think, the seat of the soul is its connection to things that the rest of your senses can't really get at, and so you have to intuit. So what else does the mind really make you decide you need?
Clothes.
Clothes? Hey, actually, and again, if the mind is the seat of the soul, then all those big corporations trying to get you and get that mind share that we talked about
are actually after your soul.
Trying to redefine who you think you are so you give them money.
It's amazing how people just sort of intuitively understand that companies are after their brains. And right. They don't seem to mind, but when you mention the soul, they pucker up.
That's why we've got the invisible monster. He's the great carny in the sky.
One is moral, one is not. It's superego and Idbot.
Well, Idbot, now that we're in Hawaii, I hope you don't choose to embarrass me here, too.
Come on, get out of my way. I need to get laid.
That wasn't funny at the airport, either. Now, are you going to sit down and enjoy the luau or not?
You know very well that I can't sit. Are you making fun of me?
Don't put a chip on your shoulder there. Get it, chip, robot.
I think you are making fun of me.
Of course I'm not. I'm just happy.
I want the pig.
The pig is for everyone, Idbot.
I will not share. The pig will be mine.
I'm cutting you off. I'm sick of this. I can't take you anywhere.
Move these damn foreigners out of my way. Move, move, move.
Now, Idbot, this is a foreign country. We're all foreigners here.
Nom, nom, nom.
That's
nom,
it.
Nom,
this is the last nom, time. Nom, you, nom, me, nom, edge of the nom. Volcano. Now.
All right, superego, have it your way. Just carry me safely to the lip of the volcano.
Meanwhile, at the top of the volcano.
You've had this coming for years.
Mom always liked you better. I'm sick of this.
I'm a robot personification of your id.
You made me vomit all over my prom date.
You turned me into a cybernetic organism.
You made me gain 50 pounds when I broke my leg and started smoking pot.
You never lubricate me properly.
I built you.
You have a point.
I do.
Let's not fight.
No.
I tricked you.
Oh.
One is moral, one is not. It's superego and it bought.
Tonight the city is full of morgues, and all the toilets are overflowing. This shopping mall's coming out of the walls as we walk out among the manure. That's why I pay no mind. I pay no mind. I pay no mind. Give the finger to the rock and roll singer as he's dancing upon your paycheck. The sails climb high through the garbage pail sky.
like a giant dildo crushing the sun. That's why I pay no mind, sleep and slime. I just got signed. So get out your lead pipe pipe dreams. Get out your 10-foot flags. The insects are huge and the poison's all been used. And the drugs won't kill your day job, honey. That's why I pay no mind. I pay no mind. I pay no mind.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Listen to Bob Slacktime Funhouse at WREK.org, 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta.
Your brain has decoded the following audio stimuli in the following order. Swelling Itching Brain by Devo. The Mind Lecture by LNI. Brainstem by Pinky and the Brain. Super Ego and Idbot at the All-You-Can-Eat Buffet by LNI. The Butthole Surfers with Intelligent Guy. Super Ego and Idbot at the Strip Club by LNI. Fugu Fish by the very late Dr. Timothy Leary. Leonard Nimoy with Highly Illogical. Super Ego and Idbot at the Candy Store by LNI. Voice Inside My Head by Negative Land. The Old Word Association Skit by LNI. Who Are the Brain Police by Frank Zappa. And The Mother's Head Injury by Soundgarden. 20 Eyes by The Misfits. Bad Mouth by Fugazi. Super Ego and Idbot at Woodstock by LNI. Super Ego and Idbot in Hawaii by the Lymph Node Institute. Pay No Mind by Beck. And in case you feel oddly empty this evening, like there's something missing from this show, then just lean back and listen to the dulcet tones of Queensryche rocking you live with Operation Mindcrime.
Oh, Dallas, this is Operation Mindcrime.
For head, you, yeah, you look pretty. Is that too far out?
Not for me, it's not.
One is moral, one is not. It's super ego and it bought.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
Another fine lymph node production.
Don't talk to me about X-Tay.
Bob, you bastard.
This is Tura Satana, and I'm at WREK Atlanta, 91.1. The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is the cure for the diseases you don't know you have.
Do you suffer from
necrophilia, anxiety, depression, boredom, apathy,
gullibility,
low self-esteem,
cardiac,
rectal,
or cranial,
analysts,
addiction,
psychosis,
neurosis,
paranoia,
catatonia,
hysteria,
schizophrenia,
bipolar curiosity,
hyper-onanism,
nerdism,
blue balls,
OCD.
If so, you need Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Tune in at 1 a.m. Saturday night for your weekly inoculation
and a dose of Bob's Own Medicine.
Bob's Own Medicine. The preceding claims have not been certified by any reputable medical organization. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse may cause smallpox, rash, discharge, recidivism, colorblindness, seizure, monobrowism,
synchronicities,
Dobbs syndrome, caboose loosening, morning wood, Rosetta stones, flying buttresses, or death. Your local subgenius radio ministry. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, Saturday night at 1 a.m. WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.